What's up, guys? It's Crypto Kid, and I'm back here again with the intro. So, in the next segment, I'm going to be talking about centralized assets, okay? And basically, what the main focus of this podcast episode is going to be on is banks jumping in, Facebook founder jumping in, and countries jumping in. So it's going to be very exciting. Can't wait to get right into it. But you guys are going to really like what I found on the web and my own research. And the future looks promising. And I can't wait to explain what my personal opinion is going to be about it and how it's going to develop the world as a whole. Because there's still so much things that we need to do to make this product really flourish in the next generation. So, it's on us. And I'm going to get back to you after this short break. All right, let's get into it. So, first, I'm going to be talking about the banks jumping in. All right. There are some speculations that the Federal Reserve and central banks are going to be getting in on the cryptocurrency. But right now, let me explain the FUD that we've been finding on the web. Right now, they're saying, oh, that this technology is no good, blah, blah, blah. But really, whenever the bank says that they don't want you to do something, usually they're going to turn around and do it themselves. Just like the real estate bubble, or just like interest rates going up. You know what I mean? When they say the economy is doing good, that doesn't mean that it's actually what they say is going on. So something's about to happen. I was listening to a podcast earlier, and this guy seemed to be doing his homework. I saw some credibility there. He was putting out work citation about the automobile loan industry. That's a bubble that's fixing to burst. And the house rates, that's another bubble that's going to happen. And we're about due for another financial collapse here. And so what's really exciting is, you know, when, I don't know if you guys are a Trump supporter, I personally didn't vote for him. I'm a libertarian. I voted third party during the presidential elections. But when Donald Trump was campaigning, he said that there is a bubble, right? And you could research this on YouTube. There is a bubble that is waiting to pop, all right? And he called it for himself too. And he's playing the system. He is playing the system just like everybody else. Because that's how billionaires make their money. Okay? So he knows what's going on. He knows what's happening. And, you know, who's to say that he didn't join or he didn't become president to serve his own personal interest? So there was some rumors were going on that he was invested in the Iraqi currency. I forget what it's called. Hold on, it's gonna come to me. The dinar. So I know there's a lot of people that are investing in the dinar that are saying it might go up. You could do research about it. But right now it's not doing anything really fancy. And you know, housing interests jumps up, the housing percentage has jumped up. So that's pretty much all I have with banks jumping in. Usually the reason why I said that they're going to be jumping in is because they're going to want a currency that they can control. With fiat currency, you don't know who's going to be able to make transactions. So they want to monitor what you're spending your money on, which can be a good thing, you know? It's good to have some oversight to see what's going on with the money. That way, there's not illegal things being done with transactions. So that'll be a better way to secure the economy and secure law-abiding citizens. So just keep a lookout for that. And it may be a year, few years down the road. Who knows? I'm thinking few years. We just need everybody. Well, everybody's going to panic and look for a result. And I think cryptocurrencies is going to be the result to the problem to the solution. You know, there's so many ways you could figure out a math problem. So many different problems you could use to equal the same amount or the same answer. So you just got to find that solution. With Facebook, the Facebook founder and the team has been talking about blockchain technology and, you know, potentially using it in their system later on down the road. So that's going to be exciting. I know there was a ad ban with cryptocurrencies on Facebook for a while, but it just got uplifted. So that's really good. And there's going to be great things that Facebook's going to be able to use. I'm sure the developers are working day and night to get the system on and ready to use for the billions of users that are on Facebook. I think it's a couple billion. I have to do research. I don't know. It's a tough one. I should have looked that up before I did this podcast. Sorry, guys. See, that's the thing that I've been lacking on is doing proper due diligence. But this is just my opinion and just having a friendly conversation, you know. Not really thinking too much about it. You know, I love talking about cryptocurrency and how this is going to transform the world. So just fun and games here. For you guys that are taking it a little bit more seriously and a little bit more flamboyant about it, you know, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm in for the long haul. All right. I saw a Facebook meme about a girl stabbing a guy in the heart. And he basically said, "You can't hurt me. I've been holding Bitcoin since 2017. So, you know, there you go. So if you've been holding since 2017, you're pretty stern about holding and you're not selling, you know, more to you. I'm part of that crowd, and it's going to be great. It's going to definitely pay off in the long run. Countries jumping in. Sorry, guys, I have a little cold. Just trying to get over it. Venezuela has been talking about adopting cryptocurrency, and Bitcoin families from the United States have been sending Bitcoin to their relatives in Venezuela to help them keep afloat and buy groceries and whatnot. And so that's really cool. I thought that was really uplifting and a positive aspect of the way digital assets is working for third world countries, basically, or countries that are going through financial collapse and looking for a solution, just like I was talking about, and how central banks are going to look for solutions. So that's going to be really great, and it's going to open the door for a lot more opportunity for people to able to not worry about the fiat currency flopping and having a steady pace system. Even though right now it's not really steady with cryptos. I mean, we've been on a pretty low downtrend for a few months now. And people are starting to get a little bit upset, worried, panicking. And, you know, if you bought Bitcoin at $19,000, I'm sorry, but you just got greedy. In this kind of investment opportunity, you can't be greedy with that. I remember when I was in speech class and my professor was telling me about the way the stock market works and how to invest money. And she basically said, when you get to a peak and you see your assets going up, 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 it's time to sell. So I always kept that with me. I always held it true. And I always kept that mind frame in check. You know, it went away a little bit when I got excited and had some fear of missing out. But I just got to stay with the fundamentals of investing and doing research. And that's key opponent, a very, very key opponent to this kind of world, especially now with technology making everything move fast paced, and the sky is the limit for anybody that has access to technology. Even if it's an old version, you just make the best of it, and eventually your luck will come, and after you're doing the right things, and the ones who work hard really get what they deserve. You know, you can't just sit and dream. You actually have to take massive action, is what Tony Robbins likes to say. So my advice to you guys is take massive action and pick up a few books about investing. I know Grant Cardone talks about real estate. Tony Robbins talks about making a move. So it's all very good stuff, guys. All very, very good stuff. And please, please keep striving to do better. So a caller had left me a message, and I answered her to the best of my ability, and I want to say good job to her. She's doing her thing and publishing music and getting paid for it, but she's only getting paid in cryptocurrency. So I'm going to put her voice message on, and then I'll give you my answer. I'll put my answer that I gave to her, and hope you guys enjoy and appreciate you listening and asking some questions.
Hi, Crypto Kid. I was wondering if I could ask you a question. I have got an account on Choon.co, that's choon.co, and they pay me cryptocurrency for every stream that I get of my music. And I've got to get these notes, they call them notes, out of there and put them into a digital wallet. But I don't know where to get a digital wallet. And I don't know anything about cryptocurrency, really. Only that it's kind of like imaginary money. And I'd like to know how I make my Choon notes into real money. If you could help me out, I would really greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello, thank you for listening to my podcast. Sorry for such a late reply. About your question about opening up a digital asset wallet, I recommend Coinbase, and they're really simple. All you have to do is go through a few verification processes, and basically it's your ID or passport, so they could verify that it's the actual person creating this account and able to transfer funds back and forth. And that's a great thing that you have going on about your music and how they're paying you. So keep up the good work, and I hope to hear from you soon. And I hope it answers your question. So that's all I had for today, guys. I hope you really enjoy. And thanks for listening. If you guys liked my content, feel free to help support my channel underneath in the description. And click the link, help support. And if you guys would do me a huge favor, if you can share this on your social media, hashtag it, get the word out there. I'm available on Google Podcasts, iPod, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify. So it's really exciting that my content is getting out there to the whole world, and just keep the momentum going, guys. Really enjoy doing this and having fun with the callers, interacting with my listeners. You know, it's really validating that people have piqued interest, and this is only the tip of the iceberg, and the whole universe is ours. So just keep dreaming big and don't give up. Continue with your aspirations and everything will work out with a little bit of luck. You know, never stop striving to do the best and to change the world, because it's our duty to live life to its fullest, and educating and helping and giving back to the community in whichever way you can. So thank you, and make sure you give an applause, thumbs up, likes, subscribe to my channel, get your friends to subscribe that are into cryptos, and catch you next time, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.